this is My Turn to Talk. And I'd like to welcome anyone who's listening on any other platform. And I do appreciate that you guys do listen on other platforms. You are helping me grow. Thank you very much. Hey, Brina. You're number one today. Hey, JP, you're number two. Welcome, welcome. I do hope everyone's having a wonderful day wherever they are. We had nice weather here in California over the weekend, but now it's cool, cool, cool. But I still appreciate it. Hey, Minnesota. Okay, so today, it's not going to be like Thursday's show. So, Brina, don't get your hopes up too high. It's not going to be like Thursday's show. And I'm definitely not going 2 hours. Whew, I'm still exhausted from that show. All right, so I know the pivot. I know you love those pivots, Brina. All right, so today's show is kind of a mixture of some other shows that we did before because, you know, I know we do shows and then, as Brina says, we do these pivots and we start getting into the weeds on other stuff and what have you. And, you know, lately the shows have just been so deep and just we've just been talking and just getting into we've just been talking and getting into some of everything. So today, I want to talk about, yes, Minnesota, you think? Yeah. So today, I want to go back to that thing about sin, because we were talking about sin and for forgiveness, but I want to bring Jesus Christ into the mix. Okay. You know, if you believe in God, if you believe in the Bible, which I do, then there's, you know, Christ died for our sins, you know. And, you know, for some people, they struggle with the whole Christ thing and the whole sin thing. Welcome, Alpha Mike. You know, they kind of struggle with a lot of that stuff. Welcome, Sanctuary of the Divinity. And I think before we can talk about did Christ, and if y'all want to push back on me, feel free. I'll bring people up in a moment if they want to come up. I think we should talk about what is a Christian? Because I think I think Christianity and believing in Christ go hand in hand, but with all the different beliefs that are out there and with the way Christianity is now, I think the whole Christ died for our sins, you know, thing has gotten a little muddled. Because at first, I think we have to ask, what is a Christian? You know, and technically, it is supposed to be someone whose behavior and heart reflects Jesus Christ. But we are human. We are human. We sin. We do bad things. We think evil thoughts. You know, we you know, go to church on Sunday and we're sinning, you know, 10 minutes after we get out of church, you know, and 10 minutes before we enter. So someone whose behavior, you know, heart reflect Jesus Christ. But if Jesus died for our sins, he was the ultimate. He gave the ultimate sacrifice. He lived his life without sin. So he could absolve us from sin. So first of all, I have to ask, no problem, Alpha. No problem. I am happy that you popped in as always. oh boy. So you know, that's what I see, and see, Alpha, that's what I'm saying with not necessarily specifically Christian, but and I say that because we hear a lot of Christians today, no matter what religion you're in, be it evangelical, be it Methodist, Baptist, Protestant, Catholic, whatever. Everyone has their take on what a Christian is. Everyone has a take on, you know, what is a sin? What isn't a sin? We have people who are getting up in their bully pulpits, and they're talking about what sin is. So Christianity, I'm kind of lumping everybody in the same boat, but everybody is coming in on a different boat because there's so many different Christian beliefs out there. So, and you're right, GGP, not all of us are. You know, I mean, a lot of us don't believe in Christ. You know, I consider it like this. I believe that Christ died for our sins. I've always considered myself to be a Christian, but now I do think twice about it just because of how Christianity has just become so muddled. And Alpha says, I knew someone who sinned all the time, but since they go to confession, it's like you're forgiven, but then they go back to doing the same thing. So what the, you're right. And for Catholics, and no offense to any Catholics who may be here, but I have a problem with the Catholic religion in the sense that you are going to confession to confess to another human being that also sins. So why do I need you to be the go-between me and God? Why can't I just get on my hands and knees and just pray? You know, so, you know, and then Brina says, as a Christian, way too many of us judge. Right. So this is what I'm saying. So, you know, did Christ die in vain? I mean, if you believe that, if you believe that Christ died for our sins, did he die in vain? You know, because again, humans from birth to death, we're going to sin. We may not go out and kill anybody. You know, you may not go out and rape anyone. You may not go out and rob a bank, whatever, But somewhere along the way, you are going to sin. It's human nature. It's what we do. You know, your mom tells you not to take a cookie out the cookie jar, and you did it anyway. You disobeyed her. That's a sin. You know, is one sin more than the other? According to the Bible, all sins are the same. But according to humans, according to man, one sin is worse than the other. Murder is worse than taking a cookie out of the cookie jar. Okay. Personally, Alpha says, personally, I don't believe in religion, nor just one God. Feels too cultish to me. Okay. We can just pray. We don't need an official building. Brina, I agree with you 100%. And Sanctuary says, Christians are human who worship in truth and spirit. Okay. We are humans who worship in truth and spirit, but we also turn around and do things that are dishonest and not in the spirit of positive things. We do things that are also with a negative heart. You know, so again, you know, you have a lot of Christians out there who say that they're Christians, but they're doing some really bad things. They're doing some really evil things. Okay, GB says IRS has committed every sin against me. Let's see. We're technically supposed to pray and worship alone. Yes, Brina, we are. So, and Sanctuary says, don't talk for everybody. I'm not speaking for everybody. Do you think I'm speaking for everyone? I don't think that I am, but we are human. One thing that I do believe is a fact is we are human and human sin. So in terms of, you know, not speaking for everyone, I'm not speaking for everyone in my own personal beliefs, but one thing is true is humans are imperfect. We can take the Christianity part out of it. We can take Jesus out of it. We can take God out of it and just look at what humans do and have done since the beginning of time. Humans are destructive creatures. And people have heard me say many times that if God or whomever you think started the world or created the world, we were to start over, put humans at the bottom and put animals at the top, because animals do not screw each other over the way humans do. So yes, we are human, and Christians are human. And Christians do bad things. Humans do bad things. I mean, you look at the Salem, you know, witch trials. Hey, BP, welcome. You look at the Salem witch trials. You had all these people of God who were, you know, who were denouncing all these witches and took it upon themselves. Well, we're going to start dunking this witch in water. If she dies, well, I guess she wasn't a witch. But if she lives, then she was a witch because she was able to get out of this chair that you're tied to. Of course you're going to drown. You know, we have also, so not speaking for anybody, but I am stating a fact. We sin. Alpha says, I feel the real truth is kept from us. So we weren't there in the beginning to know for sure. We just go with what we have been told. And Alpha, you make another good point. You make another good point. So, okay, hold on. Okay, Sanctuary, I do believe this is your first time on the show. No problem calling in. We just ask that you keep it respectful.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I am speaking from Africa, West Africa, Ghana. Yeah. Upon what you are saying, and I want to talk about it. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, he said we are Christian, but we sin, and everybody sin. The worldly people sin, and the Christians also sin. So you want to know why we sin, or we are all the same? You are considering that we are all the same. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm understanding if that is what you mean.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that we're all the same. We are not the same. I'm just, what my point was, that humans are the same in the sense that we all sin.
Yeah. But we all sin. But it's not all sin. All sin, which can take you from God. People continue sinning. Who enjoys sin? Christian doesn't enjoy sin. If you are a Christian, even when you sin, you yourself will feel the pain you go through, because as soon as you sin, you will be limited in your spiritual realm to the extent that you will need to pursue before you get to another, that realm that you were before. So no true Christian would love to sin, but when it comes to his way, it is a temptation to his, for him to recover. But an ordinary man sin, when an ordinary man sin, he enjoy and he still move on. He doesn't have conscience to guide him that this thing is a sin, or this thing is against my will, it's against me, my belief, or whom I believe. So they just go on, continue doing it. They don't care. They don't do anything about it. They enjoy the sin. They see it as normal. But a true Christian who worship in truth and spirit, who has believed Christ, when sins come on his way, he plead, and he know what he has lost. If you are a true Christian, when sins come your way, even you yourself, you will know that this thing that it has happened, it has limited communication, even when you are to.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I still go back to the fact that Christians are human. We are human. You know, we're born with sin. We are born doing things wrong. You know, a Christian, okay, from what you're saying, then a Christian knows, you know, what they are doing and whatever, but you have all these priests, but you have priests and you have pastors and reverends and stuff who are head of churches, be they multi-million dollar churches or just the poor church around the corner. Each one of those pastors and priests have the ability to sin. And a lot of them do. And a lot of them are preaching things that are just wrong and telling people to go out and do bad things. You know, when you have priests, when you have Catholic priests who are doing things to children, you know, when you have, or other reverends or pastors, whatever you want to call them, who are having affairs with people in the church. And I mean, I'm just saying, Sanctuary, that I understand what you're saying about what Christians should do, but Christians, not all Christians do what you're saying, and they call themselves Christians. Welcome, crazy lady. Welcome, bro.
Christian is a name that anybody can be called by. When they say Christian, it doesn't mean when the word Christian is on you, it doesn't mean you worship in truth and spirit. It doesn't mean you have accepted Jesus Christ. When you meet an ordinary man who is not a believer of Christ, even when you ask him, because of he wants to save his relationship with you, he can tell you, I'm a Christian. So when that person used that name, Christian, and misbehave, we don't see it to be like it affects all Christians, because it is a name. And people hide at under a name, under something that cover to deceive ourselves. People hide. It doesn't matter whether the person is a priest, is a pastor. That is what Bible said. Not all who will be calling Christ's name will be accepted in heaven.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Again, I'm just coming back to the point of saying that as humans, we sin. And, you know,
okay. Well, I guess let me talk. We know we were born.
Wait, hold on. Don't ever say that to me on my show, because I always allow people to talk. All right.
Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
You know, from our generation, before man, Adam and Eve, they caused sin. And that sin has taken total dominion of every creature, every body, every human, because our grandfathers, grandmothers sinned against, and we were sinned and they were sucked out before we have all come out. So we are also living in sin. That is why before we can overcome sin, before we can live and be accepted by God, that is why Christ came. When we read the book of Corinthians, Paul said something in Corinthians that even when I sin, it is my body that has caused, but not my will. It is the sin in me, because we are born into sin. So it is the sin in him which has made him. But after he received Christ.
But most people, when they receive Christ, technically it's through baptism. And as I said, and you just said it too, that when we are born, Ellie, welcome. When we are born, we are born with sin. And Jesus Christ, if you believe in the Bible, paid the ultimate price. You know, he paid the ultimate price for all of us. He lived 33 years, supposedly, without sin to absolve us from our sin. But I still go back to the fact of, I don't care if you were baptized, if you accept Jesus as your life, I mean, as your Lord and Savior, we are still human, and humans sin. We sin. Some of us do it every day knowingly that we do it. Some of us may sin and you know, but we all sin. So
that is true.
You know, so I'm not trying to get into a debate or anything like that. You know, I'm just saying that for me, you know, I, as a believer in the Bible, I do question the Bible sometimes, and more because of the way the world is going on, you know, as the world is getting kind of crazy. I start to question whether or not, you know, Jesus died in vain, you know, because we're just, the world is just off the rails, you know, and you know, so once again, I'm just saying, I don't care if you call yourself a Christian, if you don't believe in God, if you're an atheist, whatever, what is the truth? You know, but we are human. That is one thing that I do know. We are all human and we all sin. Damien, welcome. And I just want to, wait, hold on, because I need to read some of these comments. Alpha says, I say we storm the Vatican Library and find out the truth. The Church of Goat with priests who are pervs and a library of knowledge. They won't open to the public. Huge questions there. Brina says, it's that ego again. Good people get tempted all the time. If you're right in your beliefs, you understand that actions have consequences. Alpha says, I just want to know the truth. Brina says, I don't need all that money. You all are saying hello to each other. Alpha says, what if mankind is actually from outer space and we were just here to populate? Where does religion come into place from that? Do aliens believe in God? Brina says, we weren't promised a smooth life. Alpha says, I just believe in my own will to keep moving forward. I'm going to put you on mute for a moment, Sanctuary. Let's see. So did I get all the comments? Yes. You know, so again, you know, we go back to the show that we did last week. I mean, our sins forgiven, you know, is there one sin that's worse than the other? You know, in the Bible, it says that there isn't one sin is not worse, you know? So, did for some people, they question, did Jesus even exist? You know, is he someone that did walk this earth? Did he rise in, you know, three days? You know? So, bro, welcome.
Yeah, hello.
No, I'm passing the mic to Mike. Bro, are you there? Okay. Hello, welcome. I hear you trying to do something, but your mic is not coming through.
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now. Now I can't hear you. You might have to go out and come back in.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Let me go on.
Okay, you get yourself together. I'm gonna go back. Okay, Sanctuary, you want to say something else?
Yeah, I wanted to say something Bible says that no one can say no to sin except the Spirit. We were born into sin, so no one can say he's living righteous for himself unless the righteousness of God that is in Jesus Christ, it will be given to you when you receive the Holy Ghost. You were saying something like when we become a Christian by baptism, and the baptism, when John the Baptist was preaching the baptism, baptism is also given to the apostles to preach for soul and baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son and the Father. But after this normal baptism that we usually baptize children, baptize everyone, that does not make you a Christian. A Christian is when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. Because it's the Holy Ghost that will give you that strength to overcome sin, to control yourself and live in this world. If you want to live a Christian life, living a life of Christ, well, you don't need your self-conscious.
I'm not disputing that. Again, I just come back to the point of no matter how we, whether you're baptized, whether you swear on the Bible and say, I love Jesus so much, I am just saying, Shep, welcome. I am, and Shelby, welcome. I am just saying that we are human and we sin. That's all I'm saying. That is all.
I am saying we all sin. No one can say no to sin since we are living in this world. By to able to be saying no to sin, conscience judging you was to prevent you from sin, or knowing that what you are doing is also evil to your neighbor. You need the Christ righteousness to live. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because no one can say no to sin. That is why everybody is going around sinning against each other, sinning against doing this. But
And that was my point. And that's my point. That's my point. We can't, because we are human. That is my point. We are going around sitting in some way. Even like I said, you may not be robbing a bank. You may not be a serial killer. But if you're talking about somebody behind their back, which we've all done, you know, you're sinning. You know, I mean, if you're disobeying your parents, you are sinning. That is my point. It's just a fact. So again, I just say, my whole thing was, did Jesus Christ die in vain? Because now it just seems like everybody's sins are just out there in the open. I just threw in the part of calling yourself a Christian this and a Christian that. I was just trying to just make a point that everyone sins. And because we are human. So that was my point. So I'm not trying to debate, you know, I'm not trying to say how people are going to get into heaven if you believe in heaven, because everyone doesn't. Everyone doesn't believe in Jesus. You know, sometimes I have a hard time. It's a hard time believing in an entity that you cannot see, that you cannot touch. You know, that's where that word faith comes in. So, again, I'm not trying to get people into heaven. You know, I'm trying to get my own self into heaven. And I can't tell people how to get to heaven. And as much as, you know, people can say you must, you know, live this righteous life, we can't, because we're human. And I just want to go back to reading some comments, and Ellie made a point. Let me go up some. And welcome, Daddy Hoff. Okay, so Ellie says, could this universe be created by accident? What do you think? I've thought about that before. And Brina says, most people don't know how to actually repent because they won't put in the work to change. Very good point, Brina. Very good point. Let's see. Alpha says, or could we be living in a simulation and beyond the ice wall, our world is bigger? Thank you, Brina. I love you coming to the show. Oh boy. Ellie says to Alpha, I think everything is possible. The inventor of computer found a way to connect with people who have been gone, passed away. That's a whole different show, Ellie. I haven't heard that one. The ironic is the relation between computer code and humans ghosts. The question is your imagination. Is your imagination can be true, and we are living in a visual dimension with a code and simulation like computer code. And Alpha says, I'm sorry, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. Why believe it? It's just a form of manipulation. I can read a sci-fi novel, but not going to believe in the fantasy of it. And Alpha, you have a good point. And Brina says, I'm all... my feels. Oh, you trying to burn this place down. Okay, Alpha says, Brina, that's in every religion show on the pod. Fire. Apparently, they say it's because of the burning bush. Okay. Wow, y'all. See, I knew this show was going to get, I knew we were going to get deep in the weeds on this show. I knew we were. So, I have heard that the world was created from energy, that we are all just energy. Have you guys heard that about the whole energy thing? And also, I don't believe in the computer code thing. That's a little too much of a sci-fi thing for me personally. What other people do, I don't know, but for me, but GP did say, or was it GP or was it Alpha? One of you guys said we weren't there. We were not there at the very beginning of time. How do we know the Bible's right? You know, again, it's faith. Do I have to have faith to believe in God? But then again, don't you have to have faith to believe in a lot of things? If you go to the hospital to see someone that just got out of the OR, whatever? Are you having faith that they'll get better? Does anyone believe that Jesus Christ even exists? Okay, and Alpha says, I'm down for the energy of it all. Okay, so Alpha then, okay, we have to agree that most of our history is 100% accurate. Most of it, okay, isn't 100% accurate. I'm going to have to disagree on that. All depends upon what history you're talking about. And then Ellie says, I prefer to discover God by critical thinking and philosophy. Oh, okay, and A says, no. That's, and Ace says, that's debatable. You know, so again, we live in a world where people are talking about God. They're talking about Christians. They're saying what you should do, what you shouldn't do. What's right and what's wrong. But everyone has their different version of all of those things. Everyone has a different version of what's right and what's wrong. Everyone has a different version of, you know, you may raise your child one way. Your neighbor across the street may raise their child another way. And both of you all can look at each other and say, you're doing it wrong. Is it because we're human? And we do that. And I go back to the comparison of Ace, if you want to call in, you're more than welcome. If not, I understand. Okay. And BP says everyone has their own moral compass. Okay, but BP, is one moral compass more moral than another? Meaning, are some moral compasses bad? Are some moral compasses just outwardly bad? Does a serial killer have a moral compass? Would we want to follow theirs? No problem, Ace. Ellie says that a thing that I'm curious about is that why no prophet has been sent to the earth or any miracle didn't happen. What's the reason? Well, technically we did have prophets. Again, if you believe in the Bible. Again, if you believe in the Bible. So, you know, some people say that the Pope, that they're prophets, and some people believe that, you know, the Pope is like holier than holy. I mean, people want to touch him, thinking that, you know, if they're disabled and can't walk, then they'll be able to walk. Welcome, buddy love. You know, so let's see. I gotta change my name back. Hey, shy lady. Welcome. Hey, TQ. I kind of figured it was you when you from the greeting that you gave me. Let's see. Alpha says, I am the reincarnation of the angel Michael. Okay. Let's see. All right. So, I mean, do you guys believe that? Let me pivot, as Brina says. Let me read Ellie's thing first. Do you think I can be a prophet if I reach that level of spirituality and lead people? It's a question I used to think as a young little girl. I mean, you know what, Ellie? I don't know. I don't know what you have to do to be a prophet. There are some people who have made themselves and call themselves the prophet this or the prophet that. I mean, I don't know. GP keeps giving the fire thing. Oh, y'all funny. Y'all funny. So, I mean, the movie Legion is awesome. Just say I haven't seen it. It's getting too hot in here. So let me ask this. Do you guys believe that when you die, that your soul or your spirit goes to heaven, to hell, to purgatory, somewhere? Do you all believe that your body goes somewhere? Sanctuary?
Yes.
So you believe that you believe your soul or spirit goes to heaven or hell?
No, I believe that my soul will go to heaven, not hell.
Okay. All right. Hell. Okay. All right. So do you believe that your soul and your spirit are the same thing?
Your soul and spirit is the same thing.
Okay.
The body God created from the dust. He breathed His spirit into it, they become a being. And God created mankind for a purpose. If everyone believe that, because you cannot invent something that does not have a purpose, then you say you invent. People who invent their car, inventing, they have a purpose of inventing a car. And now it has given profit to them. So God did not create human beings just to come and live any normal life and die just like that. God's spirit is truth. God's spirit will not, God will not allow his spirit just to go into that, live a life that we cannot go to the Father back. That is why he has loved us to the extent of that, even as he created us. Adam and Eve, they sinned against him. He sacked them from the garden. And it comes back. That he has given his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him can come to him. So he has drawn a line. Now, there, if you believe and follow the teachings of Jesus Christ and his law, that means he comes from the Father. So if you follow him and you believe in him, you go back. Your spirit go back to where it deserves. And God said, those spirits who does not follow, or those spirits. Hello, how you want to talk?
No. I mean, I understand. I understand what you're saying, but you have a lot of people out there who don't believe that their soul or spirit is going to go to heaven or go to hell. Some people just think that when they die, they just die and that's it.
So if you don't believe that there's a spirit in you, you should sit down and ask yourself, when you meet a dead body, you see that there's something living in him more extraordinary than the body itself. And where is that thing going? If anyone doesn't believe, where is that spirit in you which can move your hand, move your leg, move your eye? After a body is dead, someone is dead, and that body become like nothing again. So where is that spirit? Where is it going?
That's why I say that but some people don't even believe that their spirit. I mean, some people think that when they die, then that's it. You know, do I think that they need to sit down and review their life or something? Not necessarily. I mean, if that's what they believe, then that's what they believe. And that's why I asked the question, do you believe that your spirit or your soul will go somewhere? I mean, you have people who don't believe you have some people who don't believe in cremation because some people believe that their soul or spirit is going to, you know, get burned up or whatever. You know, me personally, I want to be cremated, you know, but and I believe that I do believe I have a spirit or soul that will go to heaven, hopefully. Hopefully, you know, but it sometimes it just gets really hard. It gets really hard to believe with and having faith when there's so much stuff that's going on around you. So, let's see. You're going to go to limbo where I can annoy you for all time. Ellie says, it depends. If other worlds do exist, I prefer to go to a place where my family is even the hell. Okay, let me read that again. It depends. If the other world does exist, I prefer to go to a place where my family is in hell, are you saying, Ellie? It would be nice if we could be like X-Men and go to another dimension. A new place to start over. Sounds fun. A says, you become part of the earth. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Just recycle. Interesting. And BP says, what about the people who believe in reincarnation? That's true. I mean, this is what I'm saying. You have all these different things that can pop up when, what about this? And what about this? Were we all reincarnated? Did we all used to be another beast or something? Were we another animal? Were we another person? Were some men female? Were some females male? Were we different cultures and different races, but we just came back as someone else? I mean, there's just so many questions. You know, the world is just full of, not I'll say the earth, but the world. The world is full of so many questions. And we don't have answers. We do not have absolute answers. The only thing that we can do is go by faith. And so whomever you believe your God to be, if you believe there is a God, are you going on faith if you can't see them? Or do you follow someone, a minister of a church, and say that everything that this minister says is right? Do you give your money to someone who you think is a prophet? You know, they say that you're supposed to tithe, that you're supposed to give a certain percentage, you know, of your wealth to the church. But you have some people who have nothing. And there are some churches who don't want those people in their churches because they have nothing. There are some churches who only cater to the wealthy. Is that really a church? Or is that a cult? Or is that just a building with people who just want to make money? You know, so again, let's see. Alpha says, there's a claim that there are portals in this world. Also, Stargate is real, apparently. I hope so. Let me be the first one to go. And A says, energy just transfers to the universe to be recycled, in my opinion. Okay. Let's see. 1% for cremation, less of a zombie mess. You know, Alpha, I'm for cremation mainly for two reasons. Number one is cheaper, and I don't want my family, mainly my son since he's an only child, to have to deal with the expense of a funeral in terms of caskets and all that other stuff, which are absolutely ridiculous. Plus, I had this thing about being buried. Sorry, I have this thing about being buried. That movie, the serpent and the rainbow just always comes back to me when I think about being buried. Ellie says, I don't care about being in hell or heaven. I just like to be with my family. Okay, there. In fact, I'm living in hell, so I'm not really afraid. Okay. And Ellie, I get what you're saying because of where you live. Oh, so now I'm Meatloaf Alpha. I think things got messy. So much greed. Cremation is the way cheaper. I mean, you know, and again, you know, this is a difficult subject. It's a complicated one. People believe so many different things. But in the end, you can only do what's good for you. You can only, you know, believe and think the way you want to think, and ultimately live your life the way you feel you should lead your life. That's the only thing that we can do. And when we die, I don't know what's on the other side. I haven't died before. And those people who have died and come back, I don't know. You know? So Shep says, I'm on the same page as Ace. I believe in science and I believe energy cannot be created nor destroyed. We come from the stars. Okay. Alpha says it was $700 to get my mother cremated. She didn't want people looking down on her at the end. I mean, cremation. I mean, for some people, that it's the way they want to go. For others, you know, some people, you know, have rules where they have to be buried within a certain amount of time and they can't be cremated. You know, but once you're gone, where do you go? You know, do you believe that your spirit and your soul, you're going to go to heaven? Is there heaven? Do you believe that there is? You know, so yeah, y'all. So that's all I have. Sanctuary, do you want to make a last comment? Sanctuary, you want to make a last comment? Okay, I'm not hearing you. Is anyone else hearing him?
Hello. Yeah. I want to ask anyone who believes that there's a reincarnation, or anyone who believes that there's nothing after death, is there any history they have, or is there anybody who has died and come back that he has been reincarnated to something and he's proving to them for them to stand us on it to believe that? If somebody said there is a reincarnation, we know there have been people who have had an opportunity to die and come back, or they die and see what we are talking about, and they have given their stories. But I have never met anyone who said he has died and he has come back and said, when he died, he was reincarnated to a woman, or was reincarnated to an animal. And so that's the system. If there's anyone who have that, he can let me know. And those who believe in anyone who believe in energy and this science, that we are from here. Is there any history they have after death that support their belief? That is the one thing I wanted to know. If you want to join the Freemason, has the Freemason masters given you a history, or has some of the masters died and come back and come and tell you that when we die, this is what's happened? So everybody should go through that channel.
Well, this is, and these are all good questions, and I don't know anyone who was reincarnated. Not to say that there isn't, because I don't know everyone in this entire world. No one does. So I cannot answer that. But I am going to clear the panel now for my outro song. Thank you, Sanctuary, for popping up. I am going to read some more of these comments, and then I'm going to take us out. So let's see. CA says, wait, hold on. Let me go up some. Okay, BP says, when I die, I will be cremated. It's the last chance for me to have a smoking body. Okay. Alpha says, I hope my spirit gets sent to the world of anime. A says, to be honest, if there is all the people who harp that I'm not going there, I don't want to go. The party will be in hell. Shep says, sanctuary divinity, same as saying, prove that there is a heaven. True. Very true. And that's why I say we don't know everyone in this entire world. We don't know what everyone has been, you know, they've been reincarnated, you know, I mean, we don't know. Ace says, does he know the religion he believes in is not the original religion of his people, but was forced upon them? Alpha says, better question. Do you really want to come back to this specific world? Alpha, I do not. Charlotte says, lost audio. No show's about to end. Everyone have a great day. And awesome show. Thanks. Alpha, you mean awesome show after this was a show that you weren't supposed to be in? That this show wasn't for you? Oh, boy. Oh, but I appreciate all y'all. I know some of y'all were probably, I don't know, bored, whatever. I don't know, but I knew this was going to be a difficult show. It was a difficult show for me to do. But it was a show that I had to do because we've talked about Jesus and sin and what have you in other shows. And this was just an extension that we never got around to. So thank you, Brina, twice. Thank you, Brina. All right, so I'm going to leave y'all with my outro song. As y'all know, I'm trying to get songs to match the title, even though we really talking about Jesus Christ. But here you go.
kiss the face of our God, Mary. Did you know?
That's it, everyone. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you very much for coming. I appreciate all of you, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.